This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm Jenny Rose. This is a sad story about Christian girls who are getting lured into trafficking under the guise of marrying wealthy Christian men. The deception is horrible, but keep listening if you want to know how to intercede.
This episode is brought to you by the ebook Revelatory Combat by Ryan LaStrange. Revelatory Combat is a concise look into the prophetic ministry and the partnership between prophets and apostles. It provides clarity for the battle facing the church in this hour. Ryan LaStrange and Charisma Magazine are proud to offer you a year-long subscription of Charisma Magazine, as well as a download of Revelatory Combat for only $20. If you'd like to take part in this offer, be sure to visit combat.charismamag.com or call 1-800-749-6500 and mention the word combat.
Christian teenagers are being married off to Chinese men who come to Pakistan looking for brides. A disturbing new report from the Associated Press reveals this trend, highlighting one 16-year-old girl named Mukadas. Mukadas was lucky enough to return home after 5 months, but she was pregnant and seeking a divorce from her husband, who she said was abusive. Fox News reports that these Pakistani girls are being lured into marriages with Chinese men. The girls are told that these men are wealthy and Christian, but that's far from true. Save the Persecuted Christians is a group that advocates on the behalf of these young women, as well as hundreds of millions of Christians who face heavy persecution worldwide. D.D. Loggison, executive director of Save the Persecuted Christians, says this: "There are few, if any, protections for Pakistani Christian girls targeted by traffickers from China. Christians in Pakistan make up only 2% of the population. They are impoverished and marginalized. Struggling to survive, Christian families are easy targets for brokers of black market brides. Pakistan and China must do more to protect these vulnerable girls from being carted away and sold into marriage against their will. Those who have been smuggled into China should be helped to return home." End quote. The Daily Caller reports that since October 2018, and as of this recording, that's only a few months, traffickers have sold up to 1,000 Pakistani girls into sexual slavery, all while veiling it as marriage. So please pray for these girls to be rescued from this deception. And if you want to learn more about trafficking and what you can do to help stop it, check out our Charisma News series called Human Trafficking. Tune in next time. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Story. This is Jenny Rose. Join me for another news story every weekday. God bless you.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.